Eric Lazar is the owner of Speed Pro Chicago Loop. And Eric, you're a service disabled veteran. Did you put together this roundtable that happened last week?
I did. Really, it was a function of a very, very close friend, Victor Lagrune, who used to be the director of veteran affairs for the city of Chicago, as well as the chief diversity officer for the United States Veterans Association.
What is the biggest?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just wondering what the biggest challenge is facing vets in Chicago these days.
You know, I think it's not just Chicago, it's nationwide, is, you know, the transition from life in uniform to gainful, you know, employment in the private sector and a healthy integration into the civilian world. You know, some of those resources just aren't available in that transition. So we spent a lot of time with the ambassador, former mayor, Rahm Emanuel, discussing some of those things.
And did he have any good solutions or action that you should take?
I think it was a lot of listening. One of the interesting things that came out of the conversation, which I didn't know, and you know, it was really informational, is, you know, there was a program that he did when he was mayor that for CPS students to receive their high school diploma, they had to have a plan. And that plan was either one of three things: was going to a trade school, going to college, or going into the military. And instituting something similar for military members leaving the service was really batted about at the roundtable, and how potentially to apply a program like that or that kind of thinking to military transition was really interesting, because that doesn't necessarily exist, that military members are really forced to have a plan on what they're going to do when they leave service.
And what is the status of the VA these days? We know there were a lot of cuts when DOGE, you know, was in action,
right?
And usually that's been the resource for most vets, to turn to them, to rely on them, to trust them, to help them through that transition period and anything else that arises.
Yeah, there certainly have been cuts. You know, I think the current administration is seeking to cut about 83,000 VA jobs, is my understanding to date. I understand that about 30,000 were actually cut, and the balance, the 53,000, are come through attrition and not backfilling those open positions. So much of what we discussed was, because some of those resources are no longer available at the federal level, how is that being augmented at the local level, whether it's going to be city, county, state, and how taxing that is to some of those, you know, to those local, you know, veteran organizations, whether non-for-profits or, you know, actual, you know, city, state, county, organizations.
Right. And that's what's tough, is so many of these nonprofit organizations, whether you're in the space of veterans or whether you're in space of, you know, people who need to eat or whatever it might be, they are feeling the strain as well and being asked to close the gaps on so many issues. So is that why, as a business owner, you step forward, and as a service disabled veteran, to try and find ways, maybe even folks like us, or business owners, can help offer whatever services are needed to people who have signed up to give their life for this country?
Well, absolutely. I mean, certainly as a veteran, I've got a soft spot in my heart. You know, it's like we do our best to not only hire veterans on a permanent basis, but if we need to scale up, is, you know, those unemployed and underemployed veterans, how do we utilize them for at least temporary help to put some cash in their pockets? You know, certainly as a business owner and as a service disabled veteran, I've tried to, you know, utilize whatever, you know, resources and connections that I have to help transitioning veterans. But it's tough. I mean, you've got, you know, we're creating 225,000, you know, veterans every year. And with, you know, the cuts at the VA, I mean, in life expectancy increasing, like those resources are getting taxed exponentially every single year.
Right.
And so, you know, calling attention to this, and how does the private sector get involved, and helping them understand the value of a veteran, hiring a veteran, what that makes, you know, what that does in terms of, you know, creating a healthy transition, but also their value to an organization, and what they bring as a veteran, what their unique qualities are.
Right. And I thought that's really why people love to hire veterans, because there were so many qualities that they brought to the table immediately. And I thought that would always be a hire that you would lean into. Has that thought process changed?
I don't know if it's changed. I think there's a lot of lip service given to it. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I think there's still this prejudice is, you know, you could have somebody that's coming, you know, out of military service that did a 4, 5, 6 year enlistment that doesn't have their college education, tries to integrate back into the private sector. And those hiring managers are still looking for that college degree, not giving the due to what they actually achieved in the service. What do those 4, 5, 6 years mean? You know, the learned skill, the fact that they led people, that they operated in stressful environment, and know how to improvise, adapt, and overcome. It's not given the same consideration or regarded at least equal to a college kid who spent the last 4 years hanging out in a college dorm. It seems really hard for us to reconcile, but there's so much more value in hiring somebody that is just focused on, you know, mission accomplishment.
Right, because there was a point in this country where vets were almost guaranteed a job the minute they returned from service.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. I mean, they're, you know, and not that veterans are expecting anything to be given to them, but, you know, they have made sacrifices, some very significant sacrifices, whether, mm-hmm. you know, service disabled or not. But what they offer to an organization, I mean, these are mission-driven individuals. Failure isn't an option because, you know, in the world that, you know, they're emerging from, failure has very grave consequences. And so, you know, what we're trying to, you know, to communicate is why wouldn't a company seek to leverage the talents and the mindset of a veteran? These are individuals that are in search of a mission and won't stop until it's achieved. So, you know, our success with hiring veterans, you know, like, I love to hire veterans because I know it's going to get done.
Right.
And that's what we're really trying to communicate to the, you know, to the private sector. And that was a lot of the discussion.
And what comes of it now? Will there be more roundtables? Will you take what you learn by gahthering these leaders and Rahm Emanuel and veterans? Will you take that and form an action plan to encourage business to hire vets?
Well, I know Victor has a follow up meeting with the ambassador, the former mayor, to discuss this. I know they're synthesizing some of the information that came out of it. I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody take notes as diligently as the ambassador. So yes, it's like, you know, and this is a man also that has, you know, two children that are currently serving the military. So he has skin in the game. But yeah, we certainly expect an action plan. We felt, I think everybody that was there, we had 12 veterans in the round table. And I think everybody, I know everybody felt like they were heard. And again, the mayor took, you know, very diligent notes. So, you know, we expect, you know, something to come of it.
I know that he was the mayor. I know he was an ambassador, but you do know that he's talking about running for president, right?
Absolutely. Yep. You know, we do know that. that was not discussed. This was, you know, we certainly don't have any inside information. But, you know, the ambassador is a leader in local, national, and international politics. So whether serving an office or not, he's influential. He has a voice. He can help steer the course that serves to support veteran causes. So, and then again, also as a father of two service members, the ambassador has a skin in the game. So
mm-hmm. Right.
Whether he runs for president or serves in another capacity, we felt that this is somebody that we want in our corner. And we felt that he's there.
I love that you had the conversation. I love that you're a part of it. That is Eric Lazar, owner of Speed Pro Chicago Loop and a service-disabled veteran. It's a conversation we'll definitely carry on.